let's be honest. Nobody really knows what's going to go on with home prices. We've been being told for years and years and years now that the housing market's going to crash. So I'm going to get away from that. I want you guys to understand what makes homes affordable or unaffordable. One of the pieces of the puzzle or the piece of the puzzle that I handle on your behalf would be what in the heck is going on with interest rates. So we're here on a daily basis explaining what's going on with interest rates, why is what's happening is happening, and then maybe some programs that might be able to get you into home ownership. So that's our whole goal to the channel. If you're looking to rent and you don't believe in home ownership, then don't buy. So that's all I got to say with that. So without further ado, let's get over. Let's see what happened last week, because I wasn't here on Friday. Probably a lot of you guys weren't really paying attention to any of this data. But the unemployment rate went up. It went up to 4.1%. Now, that's what the Federal Reserve wanted. So based on that data, let's take a deep dive into the economic calendar and some events taking place right now to see what the heck's going to go on through interest rates. So let's get to it. Over here, what you're seeing right on this page is the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. These aren't my rates. These are actually what happens here is Mortgage News Daily. They do a fantastic job at this. They surveyed lenders all over the country and asked them these five questions. Okay, the five questions are, if you're looking to buy your first house, it's going to be your primary home and you're going to live there, meaning you're going to live there, and it's a single family home. And then there's two other pieces of criteria here. Let's go over and see what those are right through here. It's 75% loan to value, meaning you would have to put down 25% and you have a 780 credit score. Now, you don't need these things. Let me go back to the rate sheets. So most people, when they're trying to buy their first house, they're looking about 3 to 3.5% of a down payment. Okay, so that's what they're looking on that part of it. And yes, you can get a conventional loan or a conforming loan with that. So let's get over to the economic calendar for this week to see what's going to happen. Well, basically nothing today on Monday. Tuesday, Federal Chairman Powell is going to talk, and then Wednesday's a little bit more data. Nothing really out until Thursday. Okay, but let's go back. Let's go back in time a little bit to what happened Friday. You and I both weren't here. Okay, so the big news on that day, let's blow this up a little bit. The big news on that day was what? The unemployment rate or the employment numbers. Now, the Federal Reserve's monitoring this distinctively. And what they want to know or want to see is the unemployment rate spike. Okay, well, they got that. The unemployment rate went from 4 to 4.1%. It's the first time in a long time that we've been there. You can see that right through here. U.S. economy added 206 jobs in June. Unemployment rate rises to 4.1%. Okay, so that's what the Federal Reserve's been looking for. All right, so that's through there. And then you can see that right through here. The participation rate was 62.5%, stayed steady there. Unemployment rate went from 4 to 4.1%. And then the non-farm payroll numbers. Look, previous 272,000 new jobs. They expected it to go all the way down to 190. It came in at 206. So the unemployment rate went up and the employment numbers look dismal. Okay, so that's basically the news we have right now. That is basically what the Federal Reserve or what the markets were hoping from the Federal Reserve, that they'd start seeing the cracks in the unemployment numbers. So now let's get over to this. I want to show you guys a video right now. CNBC, this person right through here, it's going to pop up on your screen in a second. He used to sit on the Federal Reserve. He's going to give us his insight on what he would do based on all the numbers that we're seeing today. So CNBC, please take it away for me.
Big week for inflation data. Let's bring in Rob Kaplan, former Dallas Fed president and a current vice chairman at Goldman Sachs. Will we get to 2 soon? Is that really doable in their favored way of looking at a PCE?
It's going to be slow to get from 3 to 2, and the issue will be services. Economy is cooling. We're moving in that direction, but I think the last mile will be more challenging, and there's a few reasons for that. Globalization has become deglobalization. We've got substantial fiscal spending and deficits that are actually still stimulating the economy. You've got a number of other issues. So I think that
what a lot of people don't realize is there's still billions of stimulus money still out there getting trickled into the system with the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Act and things like that. So sorry about the interruption.
The challenge for the Fed is this last bit will be slower, and they're very aware of that, I think.
But the jobs market at this point, which is maybe starting to show some signs of weakening, are we close enough there? And can the Fed say we're on our way to 2, so we're in a position where we can ease a little?
I think if I were sitting in my former seat, I'd be getting ready to cut the rates in September. I wouldn't make any commitments between now and then, but I think they're positioning to cut rates in September, and they'll take it then one meeting at a time. There's enough cross currents that I think the smart thing to do is be short on prognostications and long on risk management, and I think risk management will dictate a rate cut in September.
Okay, so he's predicting a rate cut in September. He used to sit on the Federal Reserve, and now he's a big director, I think, at one of the big Wall Street firms. So it's not a dumb guy. Okay, he's in the in. Okay, so that's what I'm saying there. So now let's look at the next piece of the puzzle, Fed's odds of cutting rates in the September meeting. So if you're watching the headlines or whatever and you're trying to figure this out, we know the tool that we can go to find this out is the CME FedWatch tool. Okay, what this is you can go to the CME group, and here's what comes up. You want to find the CME FedWatch tool. Why? Well, it's because basically it's giving us this. What's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds rate, the rate that they control, at the next meeting? So here's where it is. Remember last week I said we're going to start monitoring this, and it went from 56 to 63 to 65. Now what is it? Well, what you're seeing on your screen right now is the probabilities of where the federal funds rate will be in the next few meetings that the Federal Reserve is going to hold. So here's where it is. All right, so here's what you're seeing. The next meeting is July 31st, and the probabilities right through here is they're not going to do anything because the federal funds rate right now is 5.25 to 5.5. So we're right in this column through here. Okay, so now here's what we're looking at. The September meeting, September 18th, now there's almost a 75% chance they're going to cut rates. Okay, so this is from the CME Fed Watch tool. This, again, like I said, last week it went from 56 to 63 to 67. Now we're almost 75%. So that's what's expected in that part of the equation. So if you're out there and you're trying to figure out home ownership, you're saying, Dan, I'd love to buy a house, but the numbers don't add up. I just don't know what to do or how to do things. Guys, what I want you to understand is don't try to time the market. Okay, rates are going to come down. You just heard from here a formal Fed official saying, you know, he's expecting a September rate cut. The CME Fed Watch tool is also saying September should be a Federal Reserve cut. So do you sit here and wait for that cut to take place before you go out and buy that house? That's up to you guys. But here's what my assumptions are going to be. And we saw this play out last October. October of 2023, rates hit 8%. Right after that, and the construction and closings and purchases, they were dismal. Then all of a sudden, right through November, December, rates went to about 6.5%, and it spurred a bunch of housing activity. Okay. And then since their rates went back up to 7%, even in the mid 7 range, and that spurred a lot of activity. So it appears on my side, as soon as we can get into the 6% range, that spurs activity. Okay. So will we see that today? Well, let's get over to the markets to see how the bond market's reacting to basically no economic news today. So let's get over to this. What we see right through here is this is what we follow to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. Okay. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. Okay, there's no other bond that is directly correlated with your mortgage rate. So they take this mortgage bond. You can see it's an MBS. It's a mortgage-backed security. It's a mortgage bond. They take the yield from this bond. They add LLPAs, which is another piece of the leveling or adjustments to your rate. An example of that is, let's say your credit score. Okay, if you have a really high credit score, you're most likely going to get a better rate. That's an LLPA adjustment. It's based on your credit scores, what kind of property you're buying, what kind of loan to value you're looking at, and all kind of other things. But the one piece of the puzzle that we're watching here is this. What is the yields going to be? So we follow the mortgage-backed security bond. Right now we see the bond market's up 4 ticks. What does that mean? Well, as the bond price goes up, the yield comes down. Okay, that's all you need to know. The bigger the adjustment up or down, then the bigger the adjustment to the rates. Okay, so this is really nothing. So when we go back over to the rates, we might see rates hit 7. I don't see that on today's bond trading, but you never know. So I'll be back later this afternoon on the closing bell to let you guys know exactly what happened with rates. But if you're in there in the environment of like, I need to buy a house, I hate to rent. Or you might even be saying, like a lot of people we're working with right now, I have my home, I'm in a great position, I want to upgrade, I want to buy that next house and rent out my current house, have it positively cash flow. What do I do? Well, reach out to us. We would love to help you. Me and my team were licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. We're a federal bank. meaning we can lend anywhere and we can help you out. But what the unique piece of this is we're also a huge mortgage brokerage. So what that means to you guys is you can use our services for our bank loans. Plus, if we can't place your loan at the bank, let's say, for example, another bank has a better rate or they have a program we just don't have, we're set up with just shy of 50 lenders right now. We can use their programs and their rates to help you guys. So we hope to be your one-stop shop. How do you do this? Well, the first thing is I want you to understand is if you're looking to buy your first house, see if there's any free money out there. So that, how you find that? Click the grants. It's going to launch you out to a system and it's going to answer a couple questions. It'll probably take you max 2 minutes to figure out if you qualify for grants up to $6,500. We also have a new grant coming in Illinois by the end of the month. It'll be a $10,000 grant for first-time homebuyers, and I'll put that information out here within the next few weeks. So you guys, if you're in Illinois, you can capitalize on that program as well. So this is my website, therateupdate.com. If you want to get started, hit the apply now button right there, or you can give us a call or shoot us an email. That information is right at the bottom of our screen. It is right through there. 844-775-5626, or you can email me at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I'll see you later at the closing bell. Bye-bye.